So, Kristen, 20,000 Rhode Islanders potentially addicted to opioids, and of course, a soaring rate of opioid overdose deaths. That's a big motivator to increase access to addiction treatment.
Precisely. But it's challenging in Rhode Island because we don't have enough of a range of treatment services and providers to meet the demand. So, health officials are starting a new program called the Centers of Excellence for Opioid Addiction Treatment. I'm going to explain how those work in just a second, but first, let me give you a little background on addiction. So when you're addicted to opioids, your body craves the drug. You develop a higher and higher tolerance. And if you stop taking the pills or the heroin, you go into withdrawal. No one wants to feel those horrible withdrawal symptoms. And that is what keeps a lot of people from trying to quit. So medications like methadone and Suboxone can help. They replace a bit of the opioids in your system so you don't go into withdrawal, but it's not enough to get you high.
So those medications sound really promising, but it sounds like you're saying there aren't enough doctors who prescribe them.
Right, especially Suboxone. Only about 80 in Rhode Island, when experts believe we need hundreds more. Methadone, the other drug I mentioned, is much more widely available, and it has a really long track record of being effective. About 4,500 Rhode Islanders are actually currently methadone patients, according to the state. But methadone isn't for everyone. Some people might do better on Suboxone. That's the trade name for a drug called buprenorphine. But to prescribe it, a doctor needs 8 hours of training, and they have to be willing to care for a population of patients that might need more than just a 15-minute visit. They might need counseling, case management, lots of follow-up appointments.
So I take it that's where these Centers for Excellence come in.
Exactly. They're going to be designated medical practices where patients can get started on treatment, whether it's methadone or Suboxone, stabilized, connected to a bunch of services, and then eventually referred to a doctor's office in the community for ongoing treatment.
How does an organization become one of these centers for excellence?
So they're going to apply to be centers of excellence. Kodak is probably going to be the first. They're the state's biggest methadone provider, and they have lots of locations, including one right at the state's biggest community mental health provider, the Providence Center. The idea is to have a team of medical providers on hand to meet all of a patient's needs when they're first getting into treatment. So a doctor, a counselor, a pharmacist, maybe a case manager, et cetera. And people will be referred to these centers of excellence, most likely from emergency departments or other doctor's offices. But you'll also be able to make an appointment yourself. And the centers are supposed to take you within 24 to 48 hours.
Well, it sounds like this should really help, especially smaller doctor's offices that might not have all of those services for a patient that's just getting into treatment. Mm-hmm. It also sounds like a logical first call for an emergency room, especially for someone who's just survived an overdose.
Right, exactly. Of course, the patient has to want to get into treatment, and that can take some time. Addiction is a brain disease. Your brain has literally been hijacked by drugs. So getting to the point where you can see you're in trouble and that you need help can take people some time. But once they're ready, there's going to be more help available.
Kristen Gourlay covers healthcare for Rhode Island Public Radio, and you hear her every Thursday morning on The Pulse. She'll keep following this effort to reduce opioid addiction and overdoses, among many other efforts ongoing right now. Kristen, thank you so much for the update.
Certainly.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.